Illinois
Chairman of Illinois Muskie.
Chairman of the Illinois what?
John Blackman.
Michael Howlett, Congressman Shipley, and our Superintendent of Public Instruction, Mike McCallis, and the Chairman of the Illinois Campaign Committee for Senator Muskie, Angelo Giacaris, would all want to join in a welcome to you this morning. I think this is the largest group that I have seen in this historic chamber since I conducted hearings here 6 years ago on gun control legislation. A little bit, it's a warmer audience this morning, too. This year, the people of Illinois will have their first real chance to help choose a candidate for the presidency. This year, the people, not the politicians, will choose the delegates who will make the decisions at the Democratic Convention. The Illinois presidential primary in 1972 could be decisive. Illinois is a large state and important in any election. It is crucial in 1972. I'm proud that Illinois will influence the choice of the next president. And I believe for myself that I should play a part, not sit on the sidelines. The Democratic Party is fortunate to have many worthy candidates for president. To choose among them is not easy. But I have consulted Illinois colleagues and constituents. I have thought long and hard, and I have made my choice. In the Senate, we know Senator Muskie, and we trust him. And to my mind, that is what the election of 1972 is all about. The American people want, and they deserve, a president they can believe and they can trust. They want and they deserve a president who will end the war, repair the economy, and restore the nation to its place of preeminence in the hearts of people everywhere. They want and they deserve a president who will unite us and guard our liberties instead of threatening them. They want and they deserve a president who is steady, not erratic, thoughtful, not impulsive, who speaks the truth, who speaks always to their faith and never to their fears. Only yesterday, in Florida, the space senator of the United States, Senator Muskie, spoke the truth. He told the people of Florida in the midst of a hotly contested primary campaign that we had more important things to do in this country than to spend $6.5 billion on a space shuttle. We had more important things to do, like building our mass transit systems to get many people home at night quickly and safely from their jobs, like building our schools and our hospitals. That's the kind of man Senator Muskie is. He tells the truth. That's the kind of man he would be as a president. He is the overwhelming choice of the Democrats of Illinois. He's my choice. In my judgment, he is the best qualified, both by experience and temperament, to lead the country forward to peace with the world and peace with itself. This is the state and Springfield, the home of Abraham Lincoln. He said once, amidst the appalling pressures of his kind, "I must keep some consciousness of being somewhere near right. I must keep some principles fixed within myself." Senator Muskie would keep principles fixed within himself as president. He always has. The people would trust him. the nation, I believe, could resume its rightful place of leadership in the world. Illinois has been very good to my family, and I, of course, am grateful. I believe, Senator, that Illinois is going to be very good to you.
I understand this rostrum was built for the convenience of Vice President Agnew. I have no objection to using it for this limited purpose. First of all, I'd like to say how deeply grateful I am to you, Adlai, for your support and for your kind words. I'm delighted to be in Illinois, delighted and at the same time humbled. For only in humility can a man run for president in the state that gave the nation Stephen A. Douglas, Abraham Lincoln, John Peter Altgeld, Paul Douglas, and Adlai E. Stevens. This is a great state. It has not only given us distinguished political leaders, it has also given us the heritage of Vachel Lindsay and Edgar Lee Masters, Carl Sandburg and Elijah Lovejoy, the publisher who gave his life for freedom of the press. And let me say here today that as the Congress seems unable to restrain the executive, complete freedom of the press has become more important to us than ever before. A great deal of American history has been written in Illinois. And I hope that we can write more history here this year. So I ask the people of this state, blacks, whites, Chicanos, Indians, women, young people, all the people of Illinois, to join with me to fulfill the promise of American life. Adlai, you spoke of trust and confidence. Like millions of Americans, I loved your father, and I worked with him, I campaigned with him, I respected and I trusted him, right down to the ground. He was a great governor of Illinois, and in the 1950s he gave the Democratic Party the national leadership that made possible the new frontier and the great society. We need his kind of leadership today. Bold, imaginative leadership, leadership people can believe in, leadership that will not be silent and will not try to silence others, leadership that will talk sense and tell the people the truth, no matter how unpleasant that truth might be. We need today to face the facts about America, that we are still at war, though we talk of peace, that we are deeply divided, although promised unity, and that too much of our public money is still being spent on military weapons, while our schools are deteriorating, our public health worsening, our farms disappearing, and the cities breaking down. We need leadership that will put first things first, that will appeal to the best that is in us, not the worst. Leadership that will end the war abroad and unite our people at home. In the weeks ahead, I intend to campaign across this state, asking for the support of the men and women of Illinois. I think a candidate who seeks nomination to the highest political office on earth owes it to the people to tell them where he stands. And that is why I am entering the primary. I intend to campaign hard. But my opponents will not be my fellow Democrats. They will be Richard Nixon and the things he has done to this country.
The things he has failed to do for us. We've just come from New Hampshire and Florida, and I'm due in Wisconsin this week. But I shall be back. The Illinois primary is vitally important to us all. This year, the people of Illinois may be decisive in choosing our next president. I ask for their help, and I thank Senator Stevens for this. May I say, in addition, that I emphasize my love and respect for his father. I'd like to say that, from my observation of his public career up to this point, he is following in the footsteps of his father in a way that establishes the respect of his own people and the people of this country for him in his own right. And so I take that special pride in the fact that he brings himself to this decision today, offers me his support at a key time. It is important. The support of political leaders is no longer equated in American life with control of the electorate. The McGovern Commission guidelines make that clear. It is the role of leaders now to express their preference, but it is for the people to control. And Adlai Stevenson and I both understand and welcome it as I move into the Illinois primaries and into others across this country. So thank you once again, Adlai, for your personal support and commitment and what it means. I'm happy to take questions.
What would you say to Adlai Stevenson being your running mate for vice president?
That's a subject we've not discussed, but I think without discussion, his name ought almost automatically to be included on any list of possible vice presidential candidates. I've already spoken of his high regard, and I mean it not only with respect to the responsibilities he now holds, but with respect to higher responsibilities I fully expect to come his way.
Has been rumored that Mayor Daley may be endorsing you in the near future. Are you expecting that?
I have no basis for expectations. I've been engaged in this effort now for almost 2 years, and I find that expectations are more solidly founded after the fact than before. So I'll take things as they come.
A question, Senator Stevenson. You say in your remarks that Mr. Muskie is the overwhelming choice of Illinois Democrats. Are you saying thereby that Mayor Daley also for Senator Muskie?
I don't know what the preferences, if any at this point, of Mayor Daley are. I was saying that on the basis of my conversations, on the basis of my own knowledge, on the basis of the public opinion polls which I have seen, that Senator Muskie is the overwhelming favorite of the Democrats of Illinois, all of the Democrats of Illinois.
Mayor Daley, of your action today, your planned action?
Yes, I spoke to the mayor yesterday. We had a friendly conversation, and I told him of my intention today to support Senator Muskie.
In that conversation, that he is, as you say, one of the Democrats who is for Senator Muskie?
No.
Did not. Senator Muskie, you're going up to Wisconsin. Likely, I understand that after today, you're going to be bumping into the man you ran with in 1968. I understand Mr. Humphrey may announce today. What's your reaction to that?
No surprise. Well, I've been a friend and a colleague of Senator Humphrey's for a long time in the Democratic Party, and I know that In any contest in which he enters, it will be a vigorous contest. And I've tried to set the same pattern in my own political career, so let's predict that it will be a vigorous contest.
On May 24th, 1968, you endorsed Senator Huston for president, calling best qualified. How has Senator Huston passed Senator Staples?
My feelings about Senator Humphrey have not changed. I have nothing but the deepest respect and affection for a friend and a gallant warrior. But I did, in 1968, I supported Senator Humphrey, and I supported him early. In 1972, I've decided that the best man to unite and to lead the nation and the Democratic Party is Senator Muskie.
Senator Muskie, you said that Illinois may be a key state. Can you tell us why you think Illinois is going to be a key state?
Well, because it's Illinois, I suppose, is the first reason. But secondly, in the progression of primaries, Illinois is the third. New Hampshire's the first on March 7th. Florida's the second on March 14th. And the next week, it is Illinois. So in the progression of primaries, one can foresee a key role for the state of Illinois. Of course, one could propose, I suppose, hypothetical situations, depending upon the results in the early primaries, that would change that role. But as I see it, it would be a key role in those terms. Then, of course, thirdly, the Illinois vote has always been a key vote in Democratic national conventions. And I don't expect that's going to change. It changes in the sense that the Democratic Party's selection process has now changed and is broadened and democratized. And that would be true in every state. But any state with as many delegates as Illinois, 160, is an important and key state. And it will be in the convention, it will be in the general election. With respect to the general election, John Kennedy needed Illinois to win in 1960. Hubert and I thought we needed Illinois to win in 68. We didn't win in Illinois. We lost two or three other key states. We felt that New Jersey, Illinois, Missouri, California were key states that we did not carry that were important to our possible success. Illinois was always in the list of three or four key states that are swing states that can go either way. So in terms of tradition, history, and the future insofar as we can see it, I think Illinois is going to be a key state.
What's your reaction to the Republican administration's great efforts, great emphasis on Illinois? The president himself has been here at least eight times since he was elected.
Well, he reads history as I've just read it, I take it.
And Illinois, what, do you have a date to get?
I think so. I don't have my schedule before me. It's a little difficult to keep it in mind. There are so many. I'm committed to eight primaries, and it's difficult for me to keep the schedule in mind.
January 26th, 27th, and a couple days in February, and 4 or 5 after Florida.
How many congressional districts would you?
Pardon me, January 26th
and 27th. That's
that's the next two.
Next two, yeah. A couple that work it out, trying to work out in February, and then a larger part of the week after Florida, for 4 hours.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Senator, could you
another time you could have helped prepare me.
I did get it for the national.